day, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Elliott here, your host for today. Very pleased about that. Calling in from the North Shore of Lake Erie here in Canada. Just got off lockdown on Friday, but just barely. 15% capacity here in all stores, and no indoor dining or any of that. There's something like a 3 or 4 month plan with our government. So, with any luck, by mid-fall, they'll be able to eat inside at a place or gather with people. It's something else. I know in America, it seems that most of your states are unlocked and operating and getting back to normal. That's not the case here in Canada. It's all going by number of people vaccinated, and even though apparently we lead the democratic nations in numbers of people vaccinated, our government wants everybody vaccinated. They've increased the fines at the border for Canadians or anyone coming in. You can't cross the land border unless you're essential services, but if you fly into Canada, it was a $3,000 fine if you refused to go into the quarantine hotels. Now it's a $5,000 fine. The government was urged by many people, including many groups, including the pediatricians, saying that the children are being destroyed and people's mental health and addictions and overdoses and domestic violence and all the bad troubles are just increasing as time goes on and these lockdowns continue. And now, for all intents and purposes, they've taken the summer away from us, given fines to people and all the rest of it. But anyway, I'm glad that you in America are doing better. And just to start, we have a great show today. Jay from the Power Mall will be on with just a great testimonial and discussion. And in the second hour, the famous PhD, Dr. Michael Garko, will be on. And I believe the topic today is going to be you're only as old as your arteries, or you're only as healthy as your arteries. Always a pleasure to speak with Dr. Garko. He's definitely one of the smartest people I know with regards to our health and nutrition. And so we look forward to that in the second hour. Get a bit of business out of the way first at the Power Mall. This week, there is some specials. 10% off all Strauss Natural products, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products, 10% off Global Healing Center Organic Vegan Selenium, and a fabulous sale that you might take advantage of. There's an overstock of Grown by Nature products, and 25% off this week, the Grown by Nature supplements, and that includes chromium, iron, potassium, selenium, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin E. So there's a real break, folks. I've been saying for a long time now, and as many others have, there's never been a more important time to take vitamins, specifically C, B compound, and vitamin D3. You can get all these great products at the Power Mall. There's 10% off the GBN multivitamin, ProMag, and zinc. So a lot of specials at the Power Mall this week, and a good time to take advantage of that. Save yourself some money and get some great products. Another product I'd like to mention that I didn't see there on the list I just read out, but I know the Power Mall handles them, offers them, is the Full Spectrum Minerals. Just as the days go by, folks, I believe that this is more and more important to us. Our soil's depleted, so the minerals that are supposed to go into our veggies and foods, we are not, they're not. Our soil's depleted, so they're trying to make up with chemical fertilizers and so forth. But never a more important time to take the full spectrum minerals, vitamin D3 specifically, vitamin B compound, and certainly vitamin C always. So there's an opportunity to save some money and restock your products if you haven't already. The Power Mall, as you know, carries the finest of supplements and products, including the entire Strauss line, which nice to see they're on sale this week at 10% off. We'll just have a bit of news, and then we're going to welcome Jay onto the show shortly. I'm just reading now. This is a headline. Canada's abusive immigration detention system must end, human rights groups demand. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch released a report on Thursday criticizing Canada's indefinite immigration system for holding detainees in abusive conditions that cause psychological damage. The report, titled, "I Didn't Feel Like a Human in There, Immigration Detention in Canada and Its Impact on Mental Health," was released ahead of World Refugee Day, with the groups highlighting the plight of individuals who sought refuge in the North American nation. Canada's abusive immigration detention system is in stark contrast to the rich diversity and the values of equality and justice that Canada is known for globally, the Secretary of Amnesty International Canada said in a joint press release. The human rights group called on Canada to bring an end to the inhumane treatment of people in the immigration and refugee protection system, calling on the government to alter its approach to reflect the country's rich diversity and the values of equality and justice. This kind of treatment, I understand, goes beyond folks that are here on immigration and refugee matters. It's the same for Canadian citizens, and Americans or anyone else flying into our country. The border is still closed, much to my chagrin, but you can fly into Canada. Canadians can drive into Canada, but you're expected to go in a quarantine hotel, costing thousands of dollars. I think the report said $666 a night. And they feed you some substandard food while you're there. I don't know if that's extra. But people have really complained about various things, no locks on the doors and things like this. And there have been some issues. There have been some problems in these detention hotels. I know this sounds like communism, and jeez, it seems to me that's where we're headed here in Canada. There's just none of this adds up anymore. So there was a lot of pressure on the federal government in this past couple of weeks to eliminate the quarantine hotels, but more importantly, eliminate or reduce the $3,000 fine if you was to land in Canada and tell the authorities, go fly a kite, I'm not coming into your hotel. Then they give you a fine for $3,000. So the government, in its wisdom, instead of doing what they were urged to do, they increased the fine to $5,000. And I'm told the way it works is if you have to have a number of tests, you have to anyway when you come into Canada, several days after you get here, and just goes on and on. But if you cross the border and you had a test that showed you tested positive for COVID, then you would be in the detention hotel for 14 days at a cost of, I don't know, that math comes out to maybe $8,000 for 14 days. It's like a punishment as far as I'm concerned. It's unreasonable, to say the least. And if you test negative, you are expected to go. If you test that you don't have COVID, you still have to go into a quarantine hotel for 3 days and be tested again. And if you're still clear, you can leave the quarantine hotel. If you're not, of course, if you happen to show positive for COVID on the three-day test, then you stay the full 14 days and you're made to pay that tariff. Apparently, the minimum is $2,000. That's for three nights. So it seems very punitive to me. I don't know why the authorities think we need to be punished like this, but that's what's happening. And I really hope when the border, if the border ever opens, that that on the U.S. side, though, they won't be, they won't have all these same restrictions that that Canada does. It's, but gee, I'll tell you, people sure have had enough up here. We've been locked down for, I guess, about 7 of the last 12 months, or 8 of the last 13, something like that. We last got locked down Christmas Eve, and now just off it again this past Friday. So you're not, there's no stay-at-home order now for the first time since Christmas. But places that just opened Friday, it's 15% capacity and no indoor dining. Kind of crazy in itself. You can limited numbers go into stores, but you can't go in to eat. So it it looks as though they're determined on wiping out our small restaurant industry up here, if they aren't already wiped out. And then there's three phases. This doesn't make a bit of sense to me either. Three phases. After each phase, there's a 21-day rest period till the next phase starts. Now, I don't know who dreamt that one up. Again, makes not a bit of sense to me unless you're trying to cause harm. But that's what Ontario has rolled out. So, you know, the 21-day periods between phases one and two, and then between two and three, that's 42 days in itself. You know, a month and a half in addition to the period where, you know, more of us have to get vaccinated here. The infection rates do have to be down. Death rates are way down, and infection rates are way down in Canada, so I'm just not sure why we've got to go through this next whole summer and part of a fall with these restrictions and causing all this trouble and hardship on people. But that's what's happening to your neighbors in the not so great white north just now. We've been traveling closer and closer to socialism over these past few years. And where I see American, I think it's up to 37 U.S. states have said that they were going to stop the COVID pay or the maybe it was the unemployment insurance for COVID. But anyway, they were going to stop these weekly payments of $300 a week. Well, Canada's extended the payments of $600 a week to everyone that is laid off because of COVID or lost their jobs. And they've extended that a couple of times now. And even to part-time workers that were maybe only working a shift or two a week and getting much less than $600, they get it too. One thing we have in common, Canada and the United States, is that we're just spiraling into deeper and deeper debt every day. Every day. Both our leaders seem committed to giving away a lot of money and certainly spending a lot of money. And we'll see where we land with all that. I kind of feel bad about, you know, the younger people and our children, and that they'll have to make their way. They're going to tax us. Both countries have already said that there'll be tax increases. And here in Canada, if you're in the top earning bracket, between that, the sales tax, and all the other deductions comes off the paychecks, and all of the taxes that we have and fees in this country, it pretty much comes down to you work for the government from Monday to Thursday, and you work for your own pocket money that you actually have to spend on Friday. So if it gets much higher, I don't know what we do. Reminds me of England years ago when about 40 years ago, when their highest income tax rate was 90%. 90% income tax. That was the year, for any of you rock and roll followers, that the Rolling Stones band moved out of England and went to France because they, notwithstanding they made good money, they weren't keeping enough of it, so they moved to France. This is what happens when the government spend too much. I think President Biden has managed to raise the U.S. deficit total by 20% in 120 days. That's got to be a record. And our prime minister here in Canada is certainly following suit and doing the same. And well, he was doing it before Mr. Biden was elected. So same thing in both these countries. We can't hardly spend enough, not enough focus in this country on folks getting back to normal, healthier mentally. The children are that's a real disaster between the schooling that's been missed and not seeing their friends, their cousins, not having the social aspect, which is so important to children, so important to humans. We're social creatures, and we're not used to isolation and lockdown, and it isn't good for us. And it's, you know, all the facts and figures, and the pediatricians in Canada pleading with the government to open schools. So they just announced they were going to open for a couple of weeks, the last couple of weeks in June. I don't know what good that would do anyway after being off most of the year. But so they're not going back, and they hope to go back in September. So if these children end up with a third year or part of 3 years missing school, I don't know how they'll keep up, catch up. One expert I talked to, been in the education system 30 years, felt that 75% of the children are in real trouble here as far as their education goes. In Canada, they don't hold children back anymore. There's no failing a grade. That in itself is a recipe for failure. If you didn't complete grade 4 and they push you off to grade 5, I don't know what your chances are. But over this COVID lockdowns and school closures and trying to do the schooling on the computer, my expert friend says that that'll not work out well for about 75% of children. So there's more problems arising from both COVID and our actions arising from it. Problems that unfortunately folks are going to be with us for a very, very long time. Mental health issues and so forth, and financial carnage. You have to feel for anyone that has lost their job or been laid off from it, and small business retailers, small business owners, boy, no fault of their own. They're just being crucified here. They have to have groceries too. You know, they've got personal expenses as well, and that second overhead of a business when you can't be open. It's going to be Canada at least is going to be a very different looking country when we come out of this. It's so sad to drive down the streets and see store after store after store closed and no one in them. It's been a heck of a time. It's been a heck of a time with this COVID, but I truly am glad to see the U.S. is much more open. And kind of ironic, Canada, in the first 6 months or a year of this, almost a year of it, felt that, America, you know, so many infections, so much death. Well, ironically, as of a couple of months ago, Canada has had more infections and more deaths per capita than the United States. So much for our thoughts before that we were somehow better off here. They've also changed the wording on the radio. There's constant ads here about getting vaccinations, and many times a day we get the daily infection count, new infections of COVID, and the daily death count. But they've stopped saying, X number of people died today from COVID. They said that for over a year, and of course it was never true. Dying with COVID is very different than dying from it. A lot of people die in the world every year with influenza B, with the flu, but they're not dying from the flu. Well, now they've changed the wording, finally, to virus-related death. And I suppose that means they had COVID when they passed. So this numbers game has been something since the beginning of this, and I'm a numbers guy. I'm an arithmetic guy, and I do a lot of math, and it's never added up for me once. If you look at, you can Google the CDC. You can get, there's all kinds of information out there. We heard about our ICUs jammed and trouble and too many people. Well, the straight truth is there were less people in ICUs in 2020 than there were in 2019, and less than what there were in 2018. This is all before COVID. So unless every other serious ailment disappeared magically, and that didn't happen, we still have cancer, we still have heart disease, we still have many other things, stroke, pneumonia, diabetes, hypertension. We still have all those things going on, influenza B. But miraculously, not one more ICU visit was paid in 2020 than in the 2 years previous. And the flu numbers, I don't know if you've seen them. It's almost embarrassing where I only actually saw numbers once, and I thought, oh, you got to be kidding. You had the nerve to publish that. The average year, 500,000 or so people in the world die with the flu, influenza B. Well, 2020, apparently it was 9,000 of them. And I didn't hear of a soul in Canada that had the flu, as we always refer to it as. So, it's been a real numbers game. The United Kingdom, Great Britain, their leaders apologized to the citizens for creating fear, intentionally creating fear, and sensationalizing numbers. That's the United Kingdom, Britain, Great Britain. I wonder where else it happened, folks. We're going to just break for a couple of minutes for a few words from the sponsors, and I will be back. Wayne Elliott, your honored host today on the Power Hour. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Oil of Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here, your honored host today with really a very special guest. First time in my year and a half that I've been on the Power Mall fairly regularly. We have Jay, who is in charge of taking many of your calls and shipping many of your parcels and products out, and thrilled to have Jay with us today. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Wayne. It's great to be on here. Hello, listeners. I haven't been on in so long. I miss doing this, but I'm honored and thrilled to be here today.
How about that? Took a Canadian to get you back on the air, Jay.
That's
we're
right,
not good for
Wayne.
Much, but I guess we're good for some things.
Right.
Hockey's about it, I guess. But anyway, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on. And I understand that you have a wonderful testimonial to share with the folks today. And so could we hear from you on that now, Jay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, a pleasure. The Heart Drop is just my husband and I is one of our favorites. We've been on the Heart Drop for years. I would say 7 or 8, and it could be longer. We just religiously, and we just do the maintenance dose every day, every morning, because we've been on it for so long. But we did have a wonderful experience, my husband. To take you back just a little bit, his brother is a year and a half older than him, and he's had cancers, he's had heart attacks, he's had just very bad health. And we tried to get him on the Heart Drops years ago, but, you know, some people just don't want to listen. They'd rather go get on the medications and blood thinners, and that's okay. That's your choice, your body, your choice.
Yeah.
But we decided, you know, to get on the Heart Drops and stay on them. And so my husband was turning 61 back in May of 2019. And I just told him we hadn't been to a doctor in years. And I told him, I said, you know, just let's go get you a physical and make sure you are doing good. And so he agreed. We made a doctor appointment here locally, because we don't have a doctor, with the same doctor that the brother has, the one, you know, that has bad, bad, bad health.
Yep.
And because we knew he would have, you know, the family record there. And we did. We went in, and they put my husband through just kind of like a physical, but they did all the blood work. We went, it was about a 3-week long process because we had to drive to another town specifically just to do his stress test. Now, the stress test is the one that determines, you know, the shape of your heart and what kind of condition it's in.
Yep.
So we did the stress test, went through that, and a couple of weeks later, all the results started coming in on his blood work. he didn't even have high cholesterol. Can you believe that? Usually they at least say, oh, my, your cholesterol's up a little bit, and we need to put you on medication. The one thing we had already talked about before going in there was there will be no handing out of prescriptions. We already knew that.
Right.
So they go over everything with him, not even high cholesterol. Then we discuss the stress test. He has no blockage. He's in perfect health at 61. And the reason I really want to stress this testimony today is just because our family members may be in really, really bad health, that doesn't mean you have to. I mean, you can make a difference and change. You know, of course, my husband, you know, had in the past committed to eat one salad a week for dinner, you know, because he's not a big salad eater. But, you know, there's changes in your lifestyles that you have to make. But these heart drops, I really take the heart drops. I want to give them the credit for his great heart. I don't know that I could say that he wouldn't have had a heart attack because of family background if we had not been on the Strauss heart drops for so many years. And just he has no blockage. He doesn't get winded. And every time I see him, you know, my brother-in-law, I look at him and say, you know, why didn't you get on the heart drops so many years ago? But he's like, oh, I'm fine, you know, after two heart attacks. I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. And his arms are just all bruised up from the blood thinners. He can just touch something and bruise. And it just breaks my heart. But everyone listening out there today, whether you even think, I mean, we don't even know if we have heart issues or not, really. But just get on the Strauss heart drops. I know personally myself, the first thing when I got on the heart drops, I realized, and I don't know, Wayne, if I heard you say this before in the past, and it just, I went, what? What a moment. Did you say that your hearing, you felt your hearing got better?
Oh, my hearing came back in my left ear, and that was the first thing happened to me after 2 weeks on heart drops. I couldn't believe it was cholesterol. But, did that happen to your husband?
No, that happened to me. That was the first thing that I noticed. Because I have people, you know, being on the phone every day, I have them to ask me some questions. And one of them was, you know, what did you realize at first? And that was the first thing I realized was, wow, I think I can hear, you know, a pin drop now.
I was completely... I wasn't completely deaf in my left ear, but if you spoke, I couldn't make out what you said. I could hear the noise, but I couldn't hear what you said. And if there was any background noise, I was really snookered. I couldn't hear. And that's the first thing that happened to me. And it was about 2 weeks taking the heart drops. And I found out by accident, holding the phone between my left ear and my shoulder while I reached for my daytimer book, and I heard the gentleman speak to someone else in the background, and I went to myself, wow, you know, and that was that. I've been hearing fine in it ever since. But, you know, gee, it sounds like your husband's family was very similar to my family. And, it was mostly heart disease, clogged arteries, hardening of the arteries, all these things they used to call it, that took the most of us. There was three, I guess, with cancer, but most of it was the heart. I had one grandpa who had his last heart attack that killed him at age 52. An uncle that made it to 58. My cousin, I only ever had three first cousins, and my very favorite one, who was a couple of years younger than me, he died at 50. And
that's
of course,
too young, Wayne. That's too young. You still have so many years of life to live.
Well, look at me, Jay. I was convinced back in my late 30s. I had read the article about the earlobe crease from Harvard being an indicator of clogged arteries. And when I read that, you know, I got up, looked in the mirror. Sure enough, I had a crease in each ear, and I was already suffering angina symptoms. I hadn't started with the irregular heartbeat quite yet. That was in my early 30s. I read that. Not my early 30s, pardon me, my later 30s. I had an attack in my front lawn, knocked me right down at a kid's boy's birthday party. We used to have football catching contests and stuff, and bang, down I went. I just saw white for I'm not sure how long, probably not too long. Have no way of knowing. And when my sight came back, there I was on my hands and knees on the lawn, and no pain at that point. I got the sledgehammer to start with, but no pain once I opened my eyes and could see. And I did nothing about it. I did go to a couple of doctors. I went to a cardiologist, and I didn't like what any of them had to say. I had plenty of experience of people that had taken pharmaceuticals and not had some friends not doing so good, blood thinners, as you say, the cholesterol pill, the statins, the liver shuttering drug shutters the liver's function to produce less cholesterol, also shutters its function to do everything else it's supposed to do. And that's why anyone on statin drugs, the manufacturer recommends that you get a blood test every 30 days. And the blood test is not to see how your heart's doing. It's to check your liver enzymes, because this is potentially a very harmful drug on your liver. So I knew I didn't want any of that, Jay. I'd never taken a lot of pills my whole life, to be honest. I'd taken antibiotics a few times, but I just didn't like the idea. I was an environmentalist, and so I've a lot of experience with chemicals, and know that none of them are really good for us, and we don't have equipment to handle them. So I didn't take any pills. I didn't do anything. And I thought, after reading that article, and I looked at some other pictures, my granddad and cousin and uncle, and sure enough, everybody had the earlobe creases. And what I really thought, Jay, was that I was going to break the family record and die the youngest. If I was feeling like this in my late 30s, I didn't imagine I could make 50. And what I did do was make plans to die. That's what I did. I promise you, I swear, that's what I did. I never took anything. I don't know why I didn't even investigate. Was there natural ways? I never did a thing except put my house in order, knowing that, you know, I could have an attack or a stroke anytime. And then that great day that my friend called me, he'd had a heart attack, and he didn't have to have the open heart surgery because a friend had told him about Strauss Heart Drops. And that was the day I called out and got my first bottle. And you know, I'm like you and your husband, Jay. I go to the doctor. I don't have a doctor, so I go to this clinic, and the same doctor is there. I think he's a doctor. That's the clinic our company uses to fit check workers before they start and so forth, respiratory checks and whatnot. But anyway, I go about every, God, there's certainly no set time, but every 5 or 6 years, say hello to him, ask for a sheet to go get a blood test. You have to do that in Canada, and it doesn't cost unless you, mind you, it's costing more all the time to get your PSA count. That's the prostate cancer indicator for men. That costs extra now. To find out your blood type costs $45 in Canada, so hardly anyone knows their blood type. It's funny, but that's what I do. And I go, and my blood tests for it's almost 25 years I'm on the heart drops. My blood tests have been perfect, except for one thing. Probably for 15 years, I was deficient in vitamin D3. And I couldn't figure it out, you know. I would spend the winters mostly in Florida, and I'm outdoors a lot. And well, then I learned that after 50 years old, your body doesn't take it in from the sun as it did when you were younger. So I started on the drops, and then don't you know, Jay, I misread the label, and where I was supposed to have 10 drops, I was taking one drop. And I went back to the next time I went back to the doctor, here I am thinking, you know, I'm doing the right thing. I was still deficient, of course. And that's when he said to me, you know, I think you should take, this is when we were all recommended to take 1,000 IUs a day. He said to me then, Wayne, I think, you know, you're a good-sized man. I think you should take 2,000 a day. So I've been doing that ever since, and now Health Canada Jay has said that they've raised it from a recommendation of 1,000 IUs a day to up to 2,500 a day. And I read in several different times that reports that 80% of people that got infected with COVID apparently were deficient in vitamin D. This is the report that I saw.
Yes, I've read that.
I'm sure glad that I started taking proper amounts of vitamin D a couple of years ago, especially when I read that. But so similar family backgrounds, and geez, I'm in my 68th year now, Jay. No heart issues, no arrhythmia, no irregular heartbeat, no angina pains. In fact, I haven't had any of that for over 24 years now. And I don't think I have a bit of cholesterol, so I wasn't surprised if your husband, they said he had no cholesterol issues. Well, he shouldn't have taken heart drops. He wouldn't have, and no blockages.
Right.
Well, that's what they're for, you know. That's what they're for.
Right, and with the creases on the earlobes, for everyone out there listening, you're probably after the show going to go look in the mirror. My husband didn't have real bad creases.
Right.
But I could notice some of a crease. And so even just a small amount of a crease, or better off, before you get a crease, get started on the heart drop. You know, there's a lot to be said for prevention.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes that crease is as fine as, it's almost like a line, Jay. It's not even really a crease. Now, mine are.
True,
mine
and I think that's how my husband's was. It was just kind of a line. It wasn't real bad. But you'll notice yourself, I have some friends, and I look at their earlobes now. And I told this one friend of my husband's, I said, you have heart issues. Have you been to the doctor lately? And his eyes got real big. And I said, I don't mean to scare you by any means. I said, but you had both ears, earlobes, had really bad creases. And I, told him, too, I get you started on the heart drops and let's get going on this. And there again, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So, and that's frustrating. And I know you and the listeners out there with your family members, we're dealing with this with, perhaps, are they getting the COVID shot? Why are they? And you just, there's just things with family members and friends that you can't break up your friendships or anything, but you just wish they would listen. I mean?
That's the people that bother me the most, Jay, is when a family, loved one, a good friend won't even try. That's the hardest part for me. I find
it is.
This so rewarding, the things that Jim Strauss taught me, and certainly I'm so grateful for good health. The Strauss heart drops were first, and I've taken all those products, all those originals. I had high blood pressure, took the kidney blood pressure formula 22 years ago. My blood pressure is 120 over 70 today. It breaks my heart, but as you say, everybody's an individual and people are going to do what people are going to do. Where I get my rewards, Jay, and Jim Strauss told me this two decades ago, where I get my rewards is every time I hear someone got themselves a bottle and that they're going to be doing better. And Jim Strauss told me that too. He said that you'll never stop doing this because there's no better feeling than helping another person. And he said, even ones that you'll never meet, like you talk to on the phone or on the radio, you still get the same great rewards. And as usual, he was right. And that's my juice, Jay. That's the juice for me. That's the motivation. It does still bother me every time, I wish someone that I really care about would take one product or another, and they're just resistant to it and won't do it. And it just gives you a bleeding heart. But thank goodness for those that do help themselves, Jay.
Yes, and Wayne, I have to up you one. I it just makes me so happy when I talk to a customer on the phone. I have the wonderful privilege of communicating with people that take these products on a daily basis. And that is my reward, is hearing those Strauss Heart Drop testimonies on, we have literally, with this product, saved hundreds and hundreds of lives. They tell me when I talk to them on the phone, you know, it's so hard just to get on the phone. I've been doing this for 14 years, just to get on the phone and just take an order and, all right, bye, thank you. I mean, I talk to them. I love all the listeners and all the people that I talk to every day. And as I've told you before, it's my Power Hour family. But that is so rewarding, is to talk with them, and they tell me how it's affected them and made them so much better, and they feel so much better, and there are so many are so grateful that we offer the product, and that keeps me going every morning. I don't literally have a job. I have a privilege of getting up out of bed every morning and thanking God for another day and getting on the phone and talking throughout the day with all the customers. And just, it's such a blessing, Wayne. I have to up you.
It truly is. And, you know, I don't know anybody. I know, geez, from over the years, I know hundreds of people in the health business and that have health food stores and sales outlets like the Power Mall. And, you know, I don't know one person who is in it for the money, because first of all, from my perception, is there's not a lot of money in it. This is not, you know, I don't know one wealthy store owner, but they are all like you and I, passionate, and they love that they have some part in helping people. I mean, that's one of my, I'm a messenger boy. I didn't create anything. I didn't, you know, I'm just a messenger, but nonetheless, I get as good a rewards, I think, as anybody can get it. It just, it makes you feel good, not just for something like this. I mean, I don't know, Jay, if I see somebody that's hungry and I can give them a couple of dollars or buy them a hamburger, that makes me feel good, too. It's human nature. It's in all of us, or at least most of us, that we have that DNA chip in us that we have compassion, and we are social. We are social creatures, so obviously we like being amongst each other and so forth. And it is a great part of it. And I'm convinced that all these fine folks that I know and you do in the health business, they wouldn't do what they do if it was just about money. They certainly wouldn't.
Right.
They'd go on to something more lucrative. But it's tough to get these rewards, Jay, in other professions. It really is. I mean, I know there are rewards for teachers and many, you know, most all professions, but these are some special rewards when you can be some part of helping someone with their health, you know, one-on-one. You help someone with
their
health directly. I always felt good about the environmental business, Jay. I always thought, you know, I was always and still am proud that the companies that I work for do good things for the environment, you know, chemical batteries, old ships, all this stuff. We recycle them safely and environmentally friendly. I was always proud of that. But this, talking to people about their health and finding, you know, talking to somebody and they get themselves a bottle of whatever they need, Strauss Heart Drops or bladder formula or vitamin C, it's just more direct, the rewards are. You know, if I do something, or our company did something good for the environment, well, maybe in the next generation they'll notice, you know. But this is direct. This is human to human, person to person. And so the rewards are just greater. I get what you're saying.
Right. Right. I do have a question for you before we're out of time.
Sure.
Because of the, we have customers taking the kidney formula, the heart drops, the cardio, et cetera, and the question I have for you is, can they take these all at one time, or should they spread them apart a little bit? My personal thought is, give it a little bit of time between each one because they're designed to do specific things, and I can be wrong, so help me out.
Well, even the bottle recommends leaving time in between any such things. But I, you know, I never lie, Jay, and I will never lie to someone even say something I'm not sure of because health is just too serious a thing. I would never be cavalier with people's health. So I have to tell the truth. I take a lot of supplements. I probably take in total 14 or 15 different things. And I'm sure isn't ideal. I'm just sure this isn't ideal, but I take them all at once. So I end up drinking two big tumblers of water. I'll take three or four, sometimes five liquid formulas. Take the hard drops every day. I love the kidney formula, the bladder formula, the prostate. So I just kind of rotate them and take them from time to time. I take another liver cleanse. You know, I take vitamin C, B compound, D, full spectrum minerals. I take curcumin. So I take it all at once but it's probably best to separate a few minutes, Jay. But I have to say, it sure worked for me, and I've taken everything at once.
All right. Well, I appreciate
Jay. Thank you,
Wade,
for coming on today. We'll have to do this again sooner than later, and I really appreciate it. It's always great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so very much. I'd be honored anytime, Wade.
Thanks again. We'll be back after these words, folks.
Places a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.